The cost of U.S. tariffs against Europe are beginning to show up on the dinner table. Italian food business owners in Pennsylvania say they're being hurt unfairly. Former Congressman Lou Barletta, who gained national attention as a northeastern Pennsylvania mayor for backing anti-immigration policies, is hoping to raise awareness on this issue. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff has more.
Seated at an Italian restaurant in Philadelphia, Barletta says he supports President Trump, but he can't get behind the current tariffs on certain Italian food items.
The president is right. Punish the bad actors. But Italy wasn't one of them. What does pasta have to do with Airbus?
There's been a long feud between European countries and the U.S. over airplanes. Late last year, the U.S. slapped a 25% tax on consumer goods from countries in the European Union as payback for some of its members subsidizing the airplane manufacturer Airbus. France, Germany, the U.K., and Spain had all backed Airbus, but other European countries were also hit with the tariffs. As a result, Italian food business owners in Pennsylvania say they're getting hit unfairly on the costs of uniquely Italian items, in particular cheeses. Bill DiGiacomo owns a food distributor based in Montgomery County.
What's the most Italian thing that's been tariffed so far?
Parmigiano Reggiano.
That's the one that hurts the most.
Yeah.
Barletta, on behalf of the American Italian Food Coalition, is hoping the Trump administration will exempt Italy from future rounds of Airbus-related tariffs. More European items subject to U.S. tariffs are expected to be announced later this month. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.